now convene? Are we allowed to convene without him?
I think so. We've done that before. It's really for council to the staff, so I think that.
All right. We will now convene the April 12, 2011 special magistrate proceedings for the City of Daytona Beach. Will those representatives from the City of Daytona Beach who will be testifying at this morning's proceedings please step forward and be sworn?
You solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
All right. I have reviewed the minutes of the March 8, 2011 meeting, have approved them, and have now executed them. And with that, we'll proceed to case number one, Lisa McCarthy.
Morning.
All right. I have down that this matter is here for the imposition of the fine. And it was previously continued, so why don't I let our inspector bring me up to speed.
Good morning. All of the violations have been corrected, except for screens and heating facilities. She's currently working with the building department to find out exactly how to get the heating facilities put in there. The heat strips on the baseboards and things like that. But everything else is done. So we would like to amend until May.
Until when?
May, the next hour.
Okay, and by May, which would be May 4, 2011, what is it we're hoping to accomplish?
We should be in full compliance by then. All the heat sources installed, screens, and we should be all done.
Okay. What say Ms. McCarthy?
Same thing. I'm just about done. It's just I only have about five or six screens that have to be built for the windows and finished putting. That's all been fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And the house has been painted. It doesn't look like that. That's an old picture.
There should be some new ones in there.
Yeah, those are old. That's all been taken care of.
So great.
I just need a little bit more time.
All right, then I will amend our pending order of noncompliance to allow the respondent until May 4, 2011 to come into compliance or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Okay, good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, case number two I have is in compliance. Case number three, Bobby Lee Birch, Jr., Bobby Lee Birch and Mertice Birch, husband and wife, as joint tenants with rights of survivorship. Yes, sir, who?
John Birch. I do.
All right. This started off with a failure to obtain permit for renovations. Order of non-compliance, supposed to be in compliance by April 6th. What say the inspector?
No permits have been pulled. I spoke with the property owner who's out of town, and he told me things would be taken care of through his brother. And they have not been, so the city is here asking for a $200 per day fine.
Okay, what say Mr. Birch?
Praise the Lord.
Pardon?
Mr. Denzel have done his job. My brother, the family have done our job, and I guess I'm here to represent us to got to do what we got to do, because I work with the city and I can do the work. But my brother needs to pull a homeowner permit or either hire a contractor. So he haven't done neither one. And Denzel gave us plenty of time to do our job.
So what do we need to do to light a fire under your brother?
He talk with him more than I do.
Well, I'm thinking
short of finding him.
I have no idea.
He has the money, Your Honor. It's not a money issue. He knows very well about what he's doing. Mother left specific orders. She passed on 2 years ago. Mother left orders. The house caught a fire. Daddy somehow was in his room out there, and he started a little fire. The Lord fixed it. Everyone got out okay. The house was old. Mr. Denzel came out and let us live in the house. That's when my mother passed away in the house. So Bobby know what needs to be done. He just ain't done it. I mean, all he has to do is to give me, let me pull a permit. He haven't paid me to do the work so far. And I've done major work on the house. So Bobby called me about an hour ago, said he was trying to talk to Mr. Denzel, so he said he haven't talked with him. So I don't know what else to say.
What is it we need to do to come into compliance?
He needs to go ahead and apply for it and obtain his electrical, plumbing, and building permits. And last I spoke with permits, which was Friday, he hadn't called. Only John had been down in the office.
I've been down.
But the actual owner had to call.
So once he acquires all these permits, then he's in compliance?
For his code enforcement, yes.
For his code enforcement is concerned. Okay. And how long should it take him to obtain these permits? Can it be done by May 4th?
No.
No.
I mean, I think they can if he gets on it, but when we said the last time, you extended it to this month, and I knew he wasn't going to contact me. So I'm not sure setting a date out 60, 90 days from now is going to do any good. So we can make it May 4th or June. I just don't think he's going to do anything.
Why isn't he here?
He
lives in Sterling, Illinois.
Correct.
But, Your Honor, it's a family house. My sister usually show up. I'm just the one, like I told you last time, I'm the one that just basically do the work. But most of them, you know, he should obtain it. Bobby know what's going on. He reads well, very well. He went to West Point, so he's aware of everything that's going on at that house. And there's a lot of work been done without a permit, and the city now gave me ample time. They didn't bother with me. The whole inside of that house been redid. I mean, the outside is all you see, but the inside has been totally renovated. New windows, everything, and I did not obtain no permit. It's no sense in me coming up here telling no story. I need to obtain the right permits and to do what I need to do. And I'm probably going to have to get a set of drawings because the whole inside of that house has been totally remodeled. So I might as well just tell the truth. So Bobby knows that because he the one sent me the money at first, started sending money to get it redid. So I just have to tell the truth. So, you know, he called me about an hour ago.
Is this property occupied?
Yes, sir, I stay there. It's about, we got 10 bedrooms, 2 kitchens. It used to be a living facility. My mama used to have a adult living facility. The house has been there, daddy done been there for about 60 years. The little part that was built, and like I say, those rocks have come from the yard, my dad's yard. I was going to put a porch, but like I said, I'm not going to keep putting my money into it. I have 2 kids in college. I'm not going to keep putting all of my money in it, and the family's not putting their money into it. So, you know, but I stay in one of the rooms, my wife and I.
Okay, well, he's had enough time to get the permits. Doesn't sound like any permit applications are even in the works.
No.
Okay, so therefore, I'm going to go ahead and find the respondent, a sum of $200 per day. Commencing April 6, 2011, and continuing each day thereafter. I assume this is single family, non-owner occupied.
Yes.
And continuing each day thereafter until the property is in compliance or the maximum amount of $15,000 in fines have accrued. Did I say that correctly?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let your brother know it's $200 a day starting April 6th. And so
he'll get the business. He's good. He'll get it.
All
he'll
right.
Thank enough. You very much.
Good luck to you. Case number 4, Ralph A. and Rena Thomas Smith, reserving life estates in Melanie Davis Thomas as joint tenants, rights of survivorship. Anyone here on behalf of the respondent? Let's say the city.
We've had no contact since the last hearing. The only change on the property is they brought in a dumpster. The dumpster has been sitting there. The dumpster is full, but it's been full now for the past month.
What do you propose?
The city is asking for imposition of a fine, $50 per day.
All right, no one having shown up on behalf of the respondent, based on our inspector's report, I'm going to go ahead and fine the respondent, the respondents, the sum of $50 per day, commencing April 6, 2011. Is this single-family owner-occupied or non-owner?
Single-family, not owner-occupied.
Okay. And continuing, $50 per day, commencing April 6, 2011, and continuing each day thereafter until the property is in compliance or the fine has accrued to the sum of $15,000, whichever occurs first. Case number five, I have as being in compliance.
Mm-hmm.
Case number six, I have as being in compliance.
Number six, I want to get a will fine on. I'm sorry. Number seven, I'm jumping the gun.
Okay. Case number seven, Cheryl Kerrigan Anderson.
It's in
here for the respondent. What say the city?
It's in compliance as of April 11th. But I'd like to get a will fine for the previous incidents we've had in the past and also complaints.
Illegal parking and expired tag.
Correct.
All right. Do you have any idea as to why the respondent's not here?
No. He called me on the 6th to state that he needed a couple days. I asked Friday if Friday would be okay, and he said, how about Saturday? So Saturday went by. It wasn't moved. Sunday I went by. It wasn't moved. And then I went by Monday, and it was gone. He left me a message stating he was gone, so I verified that, and it was. That's the boat, sailboat there, and that's removed from the driveway. And it's, you could see it across from Clyde Morris.
Okay. All right. The respondent having failed to appear, and based upon the report of our inspector, I find the respondent is now in compliance, but that order that for every future such violation, the respondent be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $5,000 per occurrence.
Thank you.
Case number eight, George Joseph Nyland, Revocable Living Trust, dated 12-22-04.
He is not here. He's in the hospital intensive care. So I would like to amend this. He had an open heart surgery. So I'd like to amend it to June.
To June.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All that just to obtain an occupational license?
Yeah.
Seems kind of silly. Whatever. Okay. Based on our inspector's report, I'll go ahead and amend our pending order of noncompliance to allow the respondent to come into compliance by June 8, 2011, or be returned to the special magistrate for imposition of the administrative fine. I have case number 9 as being in compliance. Case number 10, James and Patinum George. What say the city?
There has been no correspondence, so I would like to impose the one-time fine of $250.
Okay. Respondent having failed to appear, and based upon the report of our inspector, I am ordering the respondent pay the administrative fine of $250 for failure to obtain occupational license. Case number 11, S.C. Gay Properties, LLC. Effective April 6th.
Okay.
Yes,
thank you.
All right, S.C. Gay Properties. What say the city?
The city is asking for the administrative fee of $250. They had a rental inspection on 316 and failed, and they have not contacted the city for a re-inspection to correct whatever was left over from the rental inspection. No contact, no change.
Kind of curious. Okay, so they don't get an occupational license because they haven't done the work that needs to be done.
Yes.
And yet they're not going to be fined for failing to do the work that's been determined needs to be done. They're just going to get the administrative fine.
Well, code enforcement has only cited them for not having an occupational license.
Right.
The building department has a long checklist of what they have to do to get the license. But if they don't do the things that the building department says, then there's no license. And the only thing we can do is cite them for not having a license.
Okay, just curious. All right, respondent having failed to appear, based upon the report of our inspector, I'm ordering that the respondent be fined the one-time administrative fine of $250 for failure to obtain an occupational license. I don't understand what you said by the April 6th.
That was the cutoff date.
Okay. So, in other words, all right. Good enough. So anyway, I find the respondent the one-time administrative fee of $250. Case number 12 I have is in compliance. Case number 13 I have is in compliance. Case number 14, Carl Woods. Cited for outside storage, junk vehicle. We entered an order requesting you come into compliance by April 6, 2011. Where do we stand, Mr. Inspector?
As of this morning, the property is in compliance. However, we will be asking for a will fine on this property.
Okay.
Because I was
you couldn't put it back any further. All right. Did you want to be heard on the will fine matter?
Well, it wasn't that I was neglected. To me, Mr. Stinson, he's a tough guy, man.
Yeah,
I mean, he
dollars paid for. We hire tough people.
Yeah, well, you know.
Did you want to hire?
I mean,
wusses that you would just
come
push
on. Some of the stuff he's messing with me about. It's not like I just left the stuff there. You know, he's... Come on.
All right. Well, in any event, based on the testimony of the respondent and our inspector, I find the respondent is now in compliance. But that for every future violation, the respondent be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $5,000 per occurrence. So you know, now you got the strong arm of the city of Daytona Beach just lingering over you. So let's try not to let the place run amok.
All right.
He's not a bad guy. He does his job. He does the job you pay him for. You have a good day.
Yeah.
Case number 15, Anna Pacheco, Sarah M. Pacheco, and Rafael Pacheco. Well, we got some long titles on these things, I tell you. Not seeing a respondent, what say the city?
This property remains in noncompliance as of yesterday, and the city is asking for $75 per day. The junk vehicle has been removed. They finally cut the grass. There's still quite a bit of outside storage on the property. And I have been in contact with them the day before yesterday. And the only revelation since that conversation was finishing cutting the grass.
Okay. Respondent having failed to appear, and based upon our inspector's report, the determination that the respondent has failed to come into compliance, I'm going to go ahead and find the respondent. Is this owner-occupied?
No, sir, it's not.
I'm going to fine the respondent the sum of $75 per day commencing April 6, 2011 and continuing each day thereafter until the property is in compliance or the maximum amount of $15,000 in fines has accrued. Case number 16 is in compliance. Case number 17 is in compliance. Case number 18, Asher and Leah More Yusuf. Not seeing anyone here on behalf of the respondent. What say the city?
Nor has the city heard from the property owners, so they are in non-compliance and would like the next cutoff.
All right. The respondent having failed to come into compliance. This is a new case.
Uh-huh.
Based on our inspector's report, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by May 4, 2011 or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of imposition of the one-time administrative fine for failure to obtain occupational license. Case number 19, Ismael L. Lopez. This is the case I got all this paperwork for. Okay. Not seeing a respondent, what say the city?
I have been in contact with Mr. Lopez throughout this process, and it's pretty much holding his hand to get him to get it going, getting it going. He's not there, and the city's asking for a $250 fine this time. The last time, I believe he got a $200 fine.
Is that fine ever paid?
Yes.
Unfortunately, it's a good possibility you might be seeing a lot of these two properties because it's right next to the new park they just finished building. So the more people use the park, I'm sure the more complaints are going to start rolling in about that property since he owns pretty much the entire block.
Is this property occupied?
Yes, he lives there. Mr. Lopez, Miguel Lopez lives there.
Do I ask because it says it was, you have an address of Panorama City, California for Ismael L. Lopez.
It's an estate property, or rather all the properties are estate property, and I guess there's two or three different people who are responsible for it, but all the certified mail usually goes to California.
Okay, well, has the outside storage been cleaned up yet?
Not as of yet. As of yesterday, no. He is not
okay,
in compliance.
So he's still not in compliance with the current citation.
That's correct. That's yesterday right there. These are definitely from yesterday. That's yesterday.
All right, so the will fine is actually a little premature.
No, there's a will fine order already entered. It's up for imposition of a fine. Violating the will fine.
Here we are. Mr. Lopez.
Mr. Lopez?
Yes, it is.
Come on up.
How you doing?
Can you state your name, please?
Miguel Angel R. Lopez.
Can you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear to the testimony about to provide the truth, full truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, it is.
Can you bring the microphone down?
Oh, sure. Yes, it is.
All right, Mr. Lopez, do you agree with the you agree that the property do you agree that there is outside storage as stated in the notice of violation?
There was some stuff. Yes.
There was some stuff. Is it still there?
No.
When was it removed?
Last couple of days. Last week.
Last week.
Within this last week. All my right. Truck has been just up and down. And
okay. And what say our inspector with regard to the outside storage that's cited in the notice of violation?
As of yesterday, the pictures were the same. He called me this morning at 7:53 and said that the last few items that he needed to remove have been removed.
So you haven't had an opportunity to go out there and inspect the property again to satisfy yourself that it has, in fact,
That's not my house.
Compliance under the current notice.
Oh.
Not since yesterday, no. Like I said, my last conversation was within this morning, just before 8 o'clock.
All right. All right, Mr. Lopez, the city is requesting that I fine you the sum of $250 for your having violated a previous will fine that specifically told you you weren't to allow outside storage to accumulate on the property anymore. What say you to that proposed fine?
Excuse me. Well, I didn't consider myself storing anything, first of all. Most of the stuff I had around, there's no garage on those homes, on that house. There's never have been. It's an older home. And the debris, for instance, is down from the storms. You know, as you see, I don't keep anything on there other than like garbage cans and things of that nature on the side of the house. I try to keep it behind my boat, or there were some pallets back there in the back from previous thing. We were bringing some stuff in. We did shingles. Just never got a chance to finish getting that stuff up. There were some boards from when we did the roof.
Did you occupy this house?
That's not my home.
That's my mistake.
Pardon?
These couple of pictures aren't his.
Okay. Which one is his?
That one. That's it.
Okay, my truck is there because I'm removing some. That's me walking. That's my boat there, and it's got some. Like I said, got some bikes in there in the back, and you know, my grandkids come over. There's something to do when I'm over at the house back and forth. Those are bricks that came from the chimney when I did the house. We're in the process of re-renovating. My brother lives in California. He's working his way back to move back home. Yes, this house here. There's just some bricks that we have from leftover, like I said. From
okay, I don't understand. Is there no trash pickup or debris removal in your neighborhood?
Oh, for the debris there?
Or whatever it is,
yes,
on the property that needs to be gotten off the property?
Like that, yes, it is. What I was doing is basically stockpiling until I could be able to cut it up.
Okay, we have kind of a history of this.
I know.
Why is that?
I'm one man doing 10 people's job. We have several family members that have property there.
I think you
there.
Could single-handedly have built a pyramid, you know, yeah, given the time span of all of these violations and what happened.
Yes,
so I've got to believe that even though you may be one man doing 10 people's job, that you could still find the time to at least get junk, clutter, debris, and what have you off your property, or at least out to the street where it can be picked up and taken away.
Well, the problem is a lot of that, there's a lot of trees around there. I have not just that property, I have other properties to take care of as well for the family. And my truck is up and down. What I do is I try to get things together, pull them together, and cut them up when I can. At the same time, I got another properties down. I'm cutting grass and doing everything like that. It's like a 24-hour day job. That's why my brother said he's moving back, you know, trying to work his way back home. Other family members are trying to contribute as well and moving back home. It's a lot.
Well, you do understand it's your fellow citizens and neighbors that are most irked about the condition of your property. It's not just this mythical city that's chosen to descend on you.
Well, I don't believe the city's doing that. Oh, no. No.
All right. Well, unfortunately, you've got so much history here, I don't have a whole lot of latitude, so I'm going to go ahead and fine the respondent the sum of $250 per day for this occurrence. And all I can do is urge you to do something different than what you're doing now, because I have nowhere to go but up when it comes to future fines. Quite frankly, I'll be honest with you, and I know you're not going to want to hear this. I saw in the previous minutes that you were fined $200 previously. I was going to fine you $500. I was really surprised the city was being as gracious as they were and only asking for $250, because it appeared to me that the previous $200 fine didn't have much of an effect on anybody because we're continuing to deal with this. It's a recurring situation. So the bad news is the sum of the fine is $250. The good news is you're lucky Mr. Stinson over here in the city is the one that came up with a number, because had I come up with a number, it would have been higher. So that having been said, ordering the respondent pay the sum of $250 for a violation of the pending will. And once again, let me remind you that every future violation, you'll be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of another fine, and they're only going to go up. It's a cumulative thing until we reach a number that apparently is so distasteful to you that you'll decide, okay, I guess I'm just going to have to do something different as far as maintaining this property is concerned.
I'm giving responsibility back to those who own the properties, basically. I can't do it all. It's too much.
Get whatever help you need to get.
It's too much.
Get whatever help you need to get. Good luck to you.
Mr. Kukukelch, before you finish with this gentleman, just so the record's clear, since this is a new case, can you just clarify his name and his relationship to the property?
Okay, sir, if you would please state your name.
Miguel Angel Lopez.
Okay. Your affiliation with Ismael Lopez?
He's my brother.
And where's Ismael?
He's in California.
Okay.
He lives in California. He works in California. He comes back and forth here.
Is Ismael looking to you to take care of this stuff?
Yes, for the most part. That's why he was visiting not too long ago, helping out with a lot of stuff around his properties. And he's working his way back home. Because he works out there as an officer with foster care. So he's working his way back this way.
Okay, well, this property has an established track record. I'd be doing everything I could to get back under the radar.
Right.
If I were Ismael Lopez in this property. So, anyway, with that, good luck to you.
Thank you.
One more clarification, and that's $250 per day. I think it's like indicated he will make an effort to try and figure out whether he's in compliance today or not. So he'll have at least the one day. I want some clarification on there.
It's a will fine. So it's $250, period.
Okay.
It's not a... That's the notice of the violation I have before me.
Right, it's not a running fine.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I have case number 20 as being in compliance. Case number 21, David M. Schweibisch. Not seeing a respondent. What say the city?
It is in non-compliance. It failed the rental inspection on... I'm sorry. It's scheduled for its rental inspection tomorrow. So as of right now, it's still in non-compliance. So hopefully by the next cutoff, they should be good to go.
All right. I find the based on our inspector's report.
Sorry.
That's all right. Go ahead. Finish up.
What was your question? Wait for the letter to pay the fine? Oh, yes. I'll send you an invoice and with the payment.
Okay. All right.
Number 21.
Case number 21.
Yes.
Respondent having failed to appear. Let's say the city, for the benefit of our secretary again.
The property is in non-compliance. It's scheduled for a rental inspection for tomorrow. And non-compliance next cutoff.
Okay. Based on our inspector's report, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance. Order the respondent to come into compliance by May 4, 2011. Will be returned to the special magistrate for imposition of the administrative fine for failure to obtain occupational license. Case number 22, Charles Holtzclaw.
The property is also in non-compliance. They applied for their occupational license on 3/24. They're scheduled for today for the inspection. Okay. So non-compliance, next cutoff.
Based on our inspector's report, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance. Order the respondent to come into compliance by May 4, 2011. or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of the administrative fine for failure to obtain occupational license. Case number 23, Lewis P. Webb.
That's also noncompliance, next cutoff. I've had no contact, and that's basically it. No contact.
Based on our inspector's report, I find the respondent to be in noncompliance and order the respondent to commit to compliance by May 4, 2011, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of the administrative fine for failure to obtain occupational license. And case number 24, Harvinder S. and Ishida K. Chatham.
That's noncompliance. Next cutoff. My one and only contact came yesterday afternoon. That's basically it.
Respondent having failed to appear, and based on our inspector's report, I find the respondent to be in noncompliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by May 4, 2011, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Is that it for our agenda? That was short and sweet. I don't know if we're doing something right or something wrong. But in any event, any other business to be brought before his special magistrateness?
He's never had.